Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Republicans won a majority of seats in the House of Representatives with a victory in California Wednesday. After 2 years of Democrat control of both chambers of Congress and the White House, some balance will keep the one-party rule in check for now. Representative Kevin McCarthy.
I'm proud to announce the era of one-party Democrat rule in Washington is over. Washington now has a check and balance. The American people have a say in their government. And this new Republican leadership team is ready to get to work to put America back on the right track.
The Republicans gaining a majority in the House will change how things get done on the Hill. Nancy Pelosi will no longer be Speaker of the House come January. Katie Lewis from our Midwest Bureau has more on Ms. Pelosi's future.
Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi will announce her future plans on Thursday. Republicans this week managed to regain control of the House after securing the 218 seats they needed in the midterm elections. Her spokesperson said on Twitter that Pelosi will address the issue on Thursday.
The second biggest donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros and founder of the now-collapsed crypto trading company FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been hit with a class-action lawsuit by investors alleging he and other high-profile celebrities such as NFL quarterback Tom Brady, his ex-wife, NBA stars Stephen Curry, Shaq, and others violated Florida law and made consumers suffer more than $11 billion in damages. This week, during a heavy snowstorm, a plane crash-landed at a Wisconsin golf course about 40 miles outside of Milwaukee. The plane was transporting 53 at-risk adoption dogs. They were from New Orleans, and three people. Everyone on board is okay. USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
As a result of the midterm elections, Republicans will take control of the House in Washington. Leadership in the Senate will remain the same. Tim Berg from our Phoenix Bureau reports.
After receiving a challenge from Florida Senator Rick Scott, Kentucky Republican Senator Mitch McConnell has been reelected as the Republican leader, even after the party says it underperformed during the midterm elections. As far as what led to that underperformance,
we underperformed among voters who did not like President Biden's performance in among independents and among moderate Republicans, who looked at us and concluded too much chaos, too much negativity, and we turned off a lot of these centrist voters.
Elections. As far as what led to midterm elections. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Republican Vice President Mike Pence says he will not testify before the mostly partisan January 6th committee. Pence said the committee has no right to his testimony in an interview with CBS Face the Nation. North Korea launched a short-range ballistic missile towards its eastern waters Thursday, just after Pyongyang threatened to launch fierce military responses to the U.S. strengthening our security commitment to our allies in South Korea and Japan. Today is the Great American Smokeout. Take the challenge and give up cigarettes for 24 hours. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
If your refrigerator, your washer, your dryer, or any other major appliance in your home breaks right now, do you have an extra $1,000 laying around to fix it or buy a new one? And hey, that's on the low end. Wouldn't you rather spend a dollar a day and make sure all the major appliances in your home are guaranteed to be fixed or replaced? Then call the Home Service Club right now for a free quote and a free month. Trust us, any major appliance in your home is guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You could spend a dollar a day and have the peace of mind and the coverage for all your major appliances. Or you could be prepared to shell out thousands of dollars or more without protection. So call right now and get a free quote and a free month. Call right now.
800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. 800-238-9153. That's 800-238-9153.
Bill Martinez live.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Good to have you with us, and it's great to have Nina May back with us, author, political commentator, and film producer. Nina, how you doing?
Very good. How are y'all doing?
Hey, doing terrific here. I want to talk again about the January 6th hearings. It seems the committee is not going to be satisfied unless they can talk to Donald Trump. Now, you can only imagine how that conversation will go. It'll probably be very one-sided. He's not going to be allowed to present his case. So far, everything about this January 6th hearing has been, just a carnival. It has not been anything to do with due process or giving anyone a fair representation or presentation of what happened on January the 6th. So I don't think they're going to treat Donald Trump any different, do you?
No, of course not. I mean, it's been a show trial. They are basically the judge, jury, and the executioner on this. It's so third world, it's just embarrassing. And it's not about trying to unravel or get to the bottom line of what actually happened on January 6th. It's about undermining Donald Trump and making sure he can never, ever run for office again. In fact, they're not happy until he's in jail or in shackles or being, perp walked down a runway somewhere. I mean, they have such a hate for this man. It's just incredible. But the thing is they're showing their cards. They're not allowing any witnesses that do not go along with their narrative. Not one witness that was there has been called other than a couple of show trial props, basically. Every one of those policemen crying, seriously, they need to get another job. I mean, they're so upset about a few people out there wearing MAGA hats and waving some flags and stuff. Give me a break. And one of them that kept claiming that he was confronted by all these MAGA wearing hats with yelling racial slurs at him and this and that. So, well, you're a cop. Where's your camera showing that? I mean, that would be the stuff that would be on the front page of every paper, on the leading the news now to this day, almost 2 years later. It doesn't exist. And here's the reason why we know it probably doesn't exist, is that they're not willing to release the 14,000 hours of security that would prove it wrong. Why aren't they doing that? Even Sebastian Gorka was talking about that last night on a show. So why have they not released this footage? And I'll tell you why not, because every one of those people that have been rotting in jail, and it is another black eye to the American justice system, which is absolutely incredible. They would have their day in court. They're innocent until proven guilty. And how would the government have to prove them guilty? They would have to pull out the tapes to prove that they were doing something illegal. Well, they know that's not what the tapes show. In fact, when they made that tape available to this producer, I'm doing, air quotes with my fingers here, the producer, giving him access to every bit of tape that they had, the 14,000 hours, he barely came up with 2 minutes to prove their point. And in one scene, it was so badly edited. And again, we do editing, we do production.
Yeah, because you know this, right, exactly.
Yeah,
right.
This is our wheelhouse. We know how to do this. And so I took one of the clips. I went frame by frame. They had edited it so poorly that they had a scrum going on. You know what a scrum is? It's basically a group of people. Well, when you have a camera right in the middle of a scrum, you could have literally four people in the middle of a field pushing against each other in a tight formation like that, and it doesn't prove anything. It's just four people, pushing against each other in a tight formation with a camera in there, proving that, oh, there was a huge, big, group of people. Well, camera had the back of the policeman before he went down. It said Capitol Hill Police. I might be getting the names wrong, but it's either Capitol Hill Police or Metropolitan Police. They showed the back of his shirt. He went down. He was pulled to the ground. Oh, my gosh, how horrible. But, gosh, when he pops back up, the back of his shirt is a different police force. It's not the Capitol Hill Police. It's exactly the opposite. It was incredible. Mm-hmm. It's like, that's all he pulled off of that footage. And I keep telling everyone that piece of footage they've got with the pushing back and forth against the bike racks where this woman was saying that I was slipping in my own blood. And I was just, trust me, there was blood on the steps. Everyone, every news anchor would have been there. They would have had it taped off with yellow tape. They would have forbid anyone
to touch
this hallowed ground. I mean, give me a break. Mm. And what
right,
were her,
right.
her damages? There better be a lot of blood damages if she's claiming she was slipping in her own blood. No. Mm-hmm. What was happening was if you look behind that little bicycle rack, you know, parlay thing that they had, it was all green grass. There was no one there. And this was supposed to have happened at, I believe it was 2 o'clock
in the afternoon.
3,
yeah,
something
right.
like that.
Mm-hmm.
And there had been people there since 9 in the morning, all up and around the Capitol. But when you look, there's no one there. It was clearly staged. And the reason we know that it was clearly staged is we were in the sidewalk right next to it where people were just flooding in. There was no bike racks. There were no guards. There were no signs saying don't come in. In fact, I've got a film because I was just doing a 360 to show what was going on. And a lot of excitement crowd. And in that 360 turn that I made, there's a Capitol Hill policeman just sort of strolling across the lawn. And this isn't about... This is about, I don't say maybe 1 o'clock. So it's 10 minutes after this huge, huge breach is supposed to have happened. Here's another thing. Not one time in the entire day did we hear sirens. Did we see police? I mean, we saw police kind of trolling around the area and everything, but we didn't see emergency vehicles. We didn't see an ambulance. All that damage is supposed to be going on. People are being shot. People are being stampled to death. They're being, you know, blah, blah, blah. Not one siren, even as long as 3:30 in the afternoon when we walked back from where the Supreme Court is, back across in the back of the Capitol, the east side, because we were on the west side most of the time. We're on the east side because we're looking at the TV going, wait, I can see it with binoculars. What's happening?
Right.
We're right at the Supreme Court. That's not
exactly
what on TV where it's saying live on TV. And I said, I got to go back and see what's going on. And then when we went back, and I can tell you almost exactly the time it was because it was when the mayor put out a curfew time. So I think it was like 3:45 or something. So everyone can go and look to see exactly what time it was since they put out that curfew time. It was long after everything had happened, long after the breaches, long after Ashley had been murdered, and on and on. Yet here they were, Capitol Hill Police just kind of calmly standing on the steps of the Senate side. You had people walking casually along, with their Trump flags and, people getting selfies. You had a group of people hanging out on the balcony, waving their flags and singing God Bless America and chanting USA. Again, this is around 3:30. Like, well, wait a second. I thought all hell had broken loose. I thought the insurrectionists were, tearing down the Capitol. And it wasn't at all. In fact, we were so shocked to hear that that was what was, quote, going on when we got back to the
hotel.
Place we were staying right next to the Supreme Court, basically.
Right. Okay.
And we said, oh, my gosh, this is a setup. None of this is actually happening. Or it may have happened, but it did not happen today. And my contention has been that they pre-filmed a lot of this. And I'll tell you why. One of the places where we were standing was right next to where the scaffolding was going up, where it had the white plastic on it. And I recognized them. We were just standing there. I mean, you're stuck in the place for an hour, and there's no movement in this crowd. The only movement in that crowd the entire time on the west side was when the SWAT team, just before, I mean, Trump had not even finished his speech, and they start shooting flashbangs into the crowd. Apparently, one of the men that had a heart attack, the reason they had the heart attack, he was hit in the chest with a flashbang.
Exactly, yes.
Are they mentioning any of this? No, they're not mentioning any of that. So, so why in the world are this, I mean, there were probably, I don't know, less than 24, but a lot of them running, up and down the steps. Believe me, this was not a group of people that were being taken over. They had their riot gear on. They had their helmets on. They were shooting the plastic bullets into the crowd, flashbangs into the crowd, totally unprovoked. I saw the crowd. I was right there. no one was moving forward. Everyone was screaming, stop. You're hurting people. You're hurting people.
Exactly.
And it was just, it was absolutely, again, it was chaos, but not the chaos that we were seeing until we saw it on TV.
Got to go to break. Let's pick it up from there. We got more from 9 after this. Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's the best product I bought this year? Oh, that's easy. Salonpas pain-relieving patches. The proven medicines in Salonpas patches reduce my pain and let me do the things I need to do every day.
In a recent clinical study, patients using Salonpas reported improved sleep, mood, and the ability to work. They had less pain and were able to reduce their use of oral pain medications.
For pain, I use Salonpas. It's good medicine.
This is Don Schenk with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. The Lord is moving in Thailand. When so many people need to hear the gospel, it's vital that diverse avenues and outlets are utilized to spread the word. In Thailand, we're blessed to hear the many stories of new believers on fire for the gospel and spreading the word through unconventional methods, like a recent televised funeral for a famous Thai actress who was a believer. Whether through radio broadcasts, house visits, social media, or even through national live stream events, we are grateful that thousands and thousands are hearing the good news, and many are making decisions to accept Christ as their Lord and Savior. It's often these unconventional avenues that reap the biggest reward. To learn how you can pray for and encourage people in Thailand whose lives have been eternally impacted by hearing the good news of Christ in their own language, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
After the top of the hour, we're talking with Nina May about January 6th. She was there. She's a film producer. She knows what she's talking about. When she talks about, you talk about misinformation, and you talk about what they've done. You know, Nina, when I was involved in production and in advertising, this sort of thing, the government was very regulatory about you know, presenting the truth and not, you know, making things up. But here, it's like it's unrestrained anymore. I mean, you got CNN, you know, making up, you know, false presentations, especially during the riots of the summertime. You know, sitting there with buildings burning behind them saying, well, it's mostly peaceful. I mean, it was just absurd, you know, what, you know, the kind of thing that was happening there. But, you know, in this case, it was like on steroids, right?
Oh, absolutely. And it was right in the shadow of what just happened in front of the White House. I mean, they almost breached the gates of the White House. They were burning the church right across the street. They were pulling down statues. I mean, talk about an insurrection. If that's not an insurrection, I don't know what is. Yet nothing was said about it. They were encouraged to continue. Iana Presley, or whatever her name is, said, oh, well, you know, everyone should have the right to rally, and they should
be
known. So I think it's wonderful that they're doing this. I said, well, why is it wonderful for them to do that and destroy public property, but it's not wonderful for other people on the other side of the aisle to do the same thing and not destroy public property? Because they're arresting people that were peacefully protesting based on their First Amendment rights outside the Capitol where there were no signs that said, you know, this is a restricted area, because it's not a restricted area. The grounds of the Capitol have never been a restricted area. I've attended a gazillion of these things, and you have speeches right on the Capitol steps. I've actually done a speech on the Capitol steps.
Well, Nina, let's talk about the timeline. Well, first of all, let's rewind for just a moment and go back to the early beginnings. I mean, people thought, well, this January 6th hearing, we might be able to hear about what promoted, you know, what happened on January 6th, which still remains, and that's the problem with the election. But they don't want to touch that. They don't want to touch, you know, that what happened on January 6th was a response to what happened in November. And all that is edited out. Let's just talk about, you know, January 6th, and let's not even talk about the days that led up to it, where the president, you know, sent messages, and you know, to Nancy Pelosi, to the mayor of D.C., saying, look, at we'll make available, because you need to have that authorization from the president, National Guard resources. And they said, no, we don't want it. We don't want the optics and that sort of thing. They denied it. And somehow now they're coming up with a different story that, you know, the president is was liable for all this, and that he led this so-called insurrection.
A lot of people don't realize that there were at least four permits issued by the Park Services for rallies that day at the Capitol. As you can see, it, I even took screenshots of them, and I had people email me because we were very confused about what was happening on the 6th, on the 5th, and the 6th. A lot of people don't know there was a huge group of people that came in to D.C. on the 4th and the 5th for a Jericho prayer walk around the Capitol. And they did it for basically 3 days, and they were also going to be there on January 6th for a prayer walk. That was their purpose in doing this. And then, again, three of the other permits were, and you'll recognize the names of the people that they were going to be having speaking at these specific locations right there at the Capitol. The D.C. mayor issued a on her website suggestions as to where to park, where to drive, where not to drive. So she clearly knew something was going on January the 6th. They knew it. I mean, the government knew it. They issued the permits for it. And even the speech with Trump, we were not really even sure until the day before what time it was going to be. So it wasn't like we saw this big, you know, outpouring of, you've got to go to the Capitol, or you got to go to the White House. Trump's going to speak. It took us a while to figure out where it was going to be and how it was going to, you know, what was going to come down, what time. We had been told it was going to be 11. We finally got there. We walked from Capitol Hill up to the White House, which is about a 50-minute walk, which is very important to this timeline to understand that. So we get there, and we are on the outskirts. I mean, I can't even describe how many people were there. He's speaking at the White House. We were up past beyond the Washington Memorial, over to the African American Museum. That tells you how. We're over to the Smithsonian. That's how far away from the White House. It was packed with people. You could barely hear what was happening. So he spoke an hour late, and this is why their timeline doesn't work. And I think he did it on purpose, because I have a feeling he knew there was going to be a setup. So if you start talking an hour late, it messes up the whole timeline. So they had their people there poised to be there the minute after his speech was supposed to end. Well, no, they were off by about almost half an hour. So they claimed that little breach at 12:50 was because of what Donald Trump had said. Well, he hadn't even finished his speech yet. And it takes 50 minutes to get from the White House up to the Capitol. How did those people get up there? And they were up there before he said anything about, oh, we're going to peacefully walk up to the Capitol. I understand we're doing this. You can read in his speech. He talks about it a couple of times about, you know, I understand y'all are going up to the Capitol and, you know, to let your voices be heard. You be peaceful and patriotic. And someone said, I'm supposed to walk with you. I don't know. But, you know how he talks. It's just.
Yes, right.
Mm-hmm. Talks back, forth, da, da, da. So when they got there, when the people started doing the breach, again, the timing just doesn't work. So he finishes his speech at about, I don't know, about 1:15, I guess, and literally at about 1:17, 1:18 or whatever, they start shooting the flashbangs into the crowd for no reason. You got to understand, too, there was no cell service. So it wasn't like, and because this could be an option, and I've, you know, I've given anyone that could prove it.
Yes.
That, okay, I'm sitting there next to, was watching this on my cell phone as I'm watching it live. I hear him saying something that incites me on my cell phone. I go, oh, my gosh, he's saying, let's go to the Capitol and burn it down or whatever it is. So because you're getting the download on your phone, then you leave that facility, walk your 50 minutes up to the Capitol, and you're still late for the breach, by the way. But the problem is there's no cell service. No one could get cell service. You could barely get text. And so I've got a whole group of texts I was doing back and forth with a lot of friends saying, what's going on? We have no idea. We can barely hear what he's saying. Is anyone covering this? My text back from people was no one was covering his speech. Finally, one person who is Hispanic and she has a radio show, she said one of the Spanish channels is covering it, and that's it. So, okay, great. No one was covering the speech. How did they hear that he was inciting a riot then? You don't have self-service. No one's covering the speech, and you're 50 minutes away from where you're going to be busting in the Capitol. It just doesn't make any sense. Again, the timing just doesn't make any sense. And where we were, when we walked in, and I've got fabulous footage of it, I was actually, you know, running ahead of the crowd because I wanted to get this first group of people coming in. We were with the first group of people that actually got to the Capitol because we left early enough. We left 20 minutes into a speech because we couldn't hear. So that's why we got early to the Capitol. I got pictures of people. And I keep saying it was as though they'd heard there was free pizza at the Capitol steps. There was excitement in the air. I mean, everyone, you know, cheerful. And everyone was saying the exact same thing. He said he was going to be up here at the Capitol speaking, let's get a good seat because we certainly didn't have a good seat back there. And we wanted to get our cameras in position.
Exactly.
So that's the discussion going on in the street was, okay, where do you think he's going to speak from? Mm-hmm. We were looking for a podium.
Uh-huh. And how many people? How many people were there at the Capitol at that point in time? That would have been about one after 1 o'clock in the afternoon, right?
There were people all in Washington D.C. all the way. It was a stream of people all the way from the White House all the way to the Capitol. But again, it was not like a storming of the Bastille or anything like that. It was sort of a clipped, excited walk. Like, hey, I heard he's coming to the Capitol. Yeah, let's get this. Da 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 da. And when we got to the steps, or not to the steps, but got to the location of where you go into this big wide sidewalk, there were, it was like a bridge, I guess, the best thing I could say. It was a bridge that was up and over, and I'm sure that was put in place for the upcoming inauguration to be able to keep people out on both sides. And so then you take people up through the magnetometers, up over this bridge and into the Capitol area, which is logical. That's it.
Yes.
But there was no fencing on either side of this. So you went up over the fence. I didn't even go up there because I wanted to get footage. So I'm on the grounds right next to the sidewalk getting great pictures of people coming in. Well, the sidewalk that they claim had been breached about 25 minutes before that, maybe about 30 minutes before that, was just to the right of us. And the same thing that we were seeing. People were just calmly walking in, you know, up through the big wide sidewalk up to the Capitol.
Nina May, author, political commentator, and film producer. Stay with us. We've got more.
Hey folks, here's great news for active aging seniors. The Kanega Watch, the only medical alert smartwatch with built-in fall detection. Yeah, the Kanega Watch is much different than the other guys. It's a stylish, discreet watch you can wear all the time. Get help through the watch in one of three ways. Your voice, pushing the watch's alert button, or have the fall detection connect you to a U.S.-based 24/7 monitoring center who'll speak to you through your watch and can send help to your GPS location nationwide. And get this, it can do that even if you're not responsive. This is true 24/7 peace of mind for you and those that love you. Order your Kanega watch with a full refund 30-day trial period. Call now, 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The second biggest donor to the Democrat Party behind George Soros and founder of the now-collapsed crypto trading company FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been hit with a class-action lawsuit by investors alleging he and other high-profile celebrities, such as NFL quarterback Tom Brady and his ex-wife, NBA star Stephen Curry, Shaq, and others, violated Florida law and made consumers suffer more than $11 billion in damages. Republicans won a majority seats in the House of Representatives with a victory in California Wednesday. After 2 years of Democrat control of both chambers of Congress and the White House, some balance will keep one-party rule in check for now. Representative Kevin McCarthy.
And this new Republican leadership team is ready to get to work to put America back on the right track.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You know, the questions are continuing to be asked regarding January 6th and Donald Trump. Will he or will he not? Well, the author, political commentator, and film producer, Nina May, is with us now. Hey, Nina, good to have you back with us. How are you?
Very good. How are y'all doing?
Hey, we're doing terrific. Give us an update, all that you're aware of regarding, you know, what Donald Trump is facing, in this January 6th, committee hearing, all kinds of innuendo and leaks and everything else. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you mean that the show trial where they're allowing one side to give testimony, most of that is hearsay testimony, that show trial? Yeah. Well,
yeah, that show trial, yeah.
He could do one, take it one way. He could do what Eric Holder does and just said, forget it, I'm not showing up. And they go, okay, pass the strawberries, nothing to see. Or he could do it, and then he's got two options. He could do a Clinton Comey and say, gosh, I don't remember. Gee, that doesn't sound familiar. No, doesn't ring a bell. He could do that. Or he could go armed with the truth and the facts that have not been shown yet. And the bottom line, and I've been saying this all along, the timeline just does not work. He started speaking an hour after he was supposed to start speaking. They were filming the break-in before that. Now, he's not even started speaking, yet they're saying that he's inciting a riot from people that are already there. Mm-hmm. They're not able to hear what he is. They're a mile away from each other. They can't hear what he's saying. So even when he did, 20 minutes in, say, I think I'm supposed to go up there and meet y'all at the Capitol or something. We heard that. My film crew heard that. And we said, well, shoot, we can barely hear what he's saying. Let's get our crew up there.
Right.
And let's catch what's going on. So when they're saying that the barricades will be in breach 53 up there at the time, and mm-hmm. barricades anywhere, when that film of those barricades being fingers, there's no one in the background behind them. And at that time, there were a ton of people there. We left the Capitol Hill at 9:30 that morning. The place was packed with people. So when did they shoot that footage? That just doesn't make any sense. Then the claim is that, well, why didn't he say something immediately? Two things. You've got 1:15. He's finished his speech. It's a speech, for goodness sakes. If something had happened, deadly happened, the world was coming to an end, someone would have interrupted his speech and said, excuse me, Mr. President, the world is coming to an end. You must do something. Right. No one said anything. No one even told him as soon as he finished his speech, because guess what? They didn't know what was happening on the Hill. They didn't really know until the Joint Chiefs of Staff met at 2:30 with Mark Milley. And the very first time, and that was at 2:30, the very first time Trump tweeted was 2:38. And he tweeted out, please support our Capitol Police and law enforcement. They're truly on the side of the country. Stay peaceful. They've been lying this entire time, saying the first time that he talked to people was at like 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock or something. He spoke again at 3:13. He said, I'm asking for everyone at the U.S. Capitol to remain peaceful. No violence. Remember, we are the party of law and order. Respect the law and our great men and women in blue. Thank you. Then again at 3:36, Haley McEnany. So, no, they were tweeting, but guess what? Twitter and Facebook took down all of his tweets. So no one could see the facts of what had happened. And they're not interested in the facts. And this is sort of like, you know, Plato's cave allegory. They have their own understanding of what the reality is, and they could care less what the other side is. And that's why they've never allowed another witness, not one person, that counters the hearsay evidence of what they're bringing forward. It's a joke. The whole thing is a joke. And they want it to keep going, which is very frightening, I think.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, they have control of the narrative. They get away with all these lies. And this is what's happened time and again, especially when it comes to Donald Trump. They set up this story. Then you hear the truth from Donald Trump and you go, wow, they lied to us again. And and so how would the former president have a fair shot in this fake show trial and present his case when they're not interested in the rule of law? I mean, they've obliterated the rule of law. So why should he even bother? I mean, where can his case truly be presented, Nina, to where, you know, fair-minded people can judge for themselves?
Well, we've been trying to get the facts out from day one. And we have tons and tons of facts, tons of timelines, tons of facts that show there's a total inconsistency with what they've been saying in that committee hearing. They've literally been lying. And again, not allowing an alternative voice to be heard. Here's what I would do. I would say, okay, if I was him, say, listen, I will present the facts to you, but I'm not going to do it in person. I can either have, you know, a representative come in and read the facts. I can send them to you. I can fax them to you. I can, you know, email them to you, but I'm not going to come in there and be a part of your show trial, because what it does is it reinforces the fact that what you're doing is totally illegitimate. You're violating your oath of office to uphold the Constitution. I'm not going to have any part of that. And I think if he took that kind of a strong stance, it would put them back on their heels. Maybe it would throw it into the Supreme Court, you know, because now you've got all three branches, you know, playing in the mud on this one, and see what they say. Now, if they say, no, you really have to, you know, go in and testify because you've been subpoenaed to do this, then you go in and just sit there and you don't say anything. Or again, you do a Comey and a Clinton. Gosh, I don't remember. Gee, I don't recall. Wow. Gee, I'm kind of hungry. You know, whatever it is. But I think it's up to us to elevate this back to a position of, you know, judicial equality, if you know what I'm saying.
Right.
And he's got nothing.
No, exactly.
He's got so many facts on his side. I mean, so many facts. The fact that they say that, oh, he incited this riot. Well, 2 days before that, the Oath Keepers, head of the Oath Keepers, was arrested by the FBI. The White House must have known that. He was the one that offered for the National Guard troops.
National Guard, right, exactly.
Something were to happen. So he knew that, okay, something might happen. I'm certainly not calling it to happen. But if it does, let's be ready for this. And what's her name? Bowser said no. Bowser should be called in as a co-conspirator, because she, on her personal website, on the D.C. website, posted where people could go, what roads would be open, which ones would be closed, where to park, what subways to take. So she knew they were coming in. Is she a co-conspirator? What about the park services? They issued 4 permits that day for rallies at the Capitol. So they can't now come and claim that these people are trespassing. No, the government gave them a right to be there. Well, not just the government. The Constitution gave them a right to peacefully, you know, protest and make their voices be heard. So, no, he's got a ton of facts on his side. And maybe it would be one of those times where the entire world would be turning in, just like they did on the funeral for Queen Elizabeth. Everyone in the world would be listening to his testimony. But I would encourage him, have it written down, and read it, and don't add anything or take anything away. Otherwise, you'll be spending the rest of your life in Leavenworth. So make sure.
Would they allow him to present his case? Because I see, these people, you know, negating and cutting off his responses, and what we would hope to do is have his side of the story entered into the record. And right now, his side is not entered into the record. As you say, this is clearly a one-sided. Come on. Yes, exactly.
So they're not allowing that.
Right. So how can he do that? Like you said, okay, he shows up because he's got to show up and just say, look, I'm gonna take the Fifth. And of course, all the CNN reporters and everybody else, well, he's taking the Fifth because he knows he's guilty. No, he's taking the Fifth because he knows he doesn't have a fair shot to present his case.
Well, that too. But again, I think if he were to put down all the facts, the timeline, who said what he said when he tweeted, that he did not break any law, period, end of story.
Right.
And have that all there. Just read it and say nothing else. And say, you know, I plead the Fifth. I don't even like to plead the Fifth. Just say, gee, I've got nothing else to say. Right. That's it. I've given you my answer right here. I've got nothing else to add. I've given you my answer right here. Just keep saying that over and over and over again. And if you have anything, you can even add, if you have anything that challenges this timeline I've got, please bring it forward. Oh, let me see, what could that be? Let's talk about the 14,000 hours of security tape that you will not release to the public. He should call for that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so you could put them back on their heels for the things they've been hiding and lying about. So...
Is there any way where you know, I got to think, like you say, you talk about a made-for-TV movie here. If he just said, okay, look, this is appointment television, you know, we're going to have a 2-hour presentation of the facts according to Donald J. Trump. And set this aside, and I could see something like, even something like who am I thinking of? We'll talk about it more on the other side of the break. We've got to go to quick break here right now. It's about 18 minutes before the top of the hour. More from Nina after this.
Buying hearing aids at clinics costs about $5,000 on average. That's expensive. What if I told you may qualify to get a pair of some of the most state-of-the-art hearing aids in the world at little to no out-of-pocket cost? You heard me right. Your Medicare Advantage plan may qualify you to get a pair of new hearing aids at little to no out-of-pocket cost. And if you're a federal employee, your insurance may also cover these amazing hearing aids. Hear what you're missing. Call us today and find out what your insurance will cover. So if you have a Medicare Advantage plan or you're a federal employee, make this free call now and learn how to get a pair of hearing aids at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call MD Hearing right now.
Call now. We're here to help you. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. 800-470-1825. That's 800-470-1825. Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about $1 a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as $1 a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518.
That's 800-584-2518.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour, having a little technical difficulty with Nina May. And as we try to reconnect with her, meanwhile, just to summarize what we're talking about, I mean, she laid out just one aspect here in terms of the timeline and the narrative that Nancy Pelosi, Capitol Police, what the Democrats would want us to believe, sadly, including Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger. Clearly, we know where they stand. They hate Trump, so you can appreciate their bias in all this. And when I say appreciate it, at least have it noted so you understand what kind of information you're getting here. But, you see, the Democrats are not interested in the truth. They do everything they can to avoid this. They've set up this thing in such a way and painted a picture much the same way, if you remember what happened with 9/11. You know, we saw things, and there's clearly you see things with your eyes and you have a certain perception of it, right? And then you go to the media to confirm, deny, or, reinforce what it is that you thought you saw. And the media was real good because they already had a story that they were going to lay out for us. They didn't do any deep dive research. They weren't interested because they knew what they were going to do with this. They knew how it was going to be handled. Now, you might even say that they were full aware that this was going to happen because they were so much in front of this. So how could they be so far in front of it if they didn't have advanced knowledge that this was going to come down? So the same thing here. I mean, the same pattern. Do you kind of understand how this pattern is forming? And we're seeing it, and then we're reinforced with this false narrative because that's what our government's been doing. I mean, they haven't given it to us straight for decades. They continue to move things around just like right now. You've got a president, call it for what it is, the most feeble leader that we've had in modern history, putting us on the brink of a nuclear Armageddon. And he talks about it so casually like it's no big whoop. You got to be kidding me. So, again, these are all these narratives that are all being put out there to what? To get us to believe anything but the truth so that they can maintain control and put the very essence and this idea of this great American experiment all at risk. I mean, this is how diabolical this is, as John Rutherford, John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute was explaining to us earlier. And we have to wake up, and I believe more and more Americans are waking up, and I think this is why we are going to see something come November that's going to be very shocking to the ruling class and the ruling elites. And I hope, I really do, I hope and pray that it is. It is so shocking and debilitating to them that the only answer that is clear for everybody is that we return to first principles and this constitutional republic. They continue to abuse the Constitution and flat out ignore it, almost act like it doesn't exist, break the law. I mean, this is including the President of the United States. You know, Larry Klayman talking about a citizen's grand jury and indicting the Bidens. I mean, you can, you know, at every turn, I mean, all this stuff that you hear more and more about the Biden family and Hunter Biden, it makes you sad. I mean, you know, here he is. He's got a kid that he loves very dearly. You can tell that he loves Hunter, but the kid's a mess. And then he gets him involved in this side hustle and, you know, takes advantage. I mean, his father took advantage of his own son to corrupt him and to get involved in this corrupt process, to make money for the Biden family at the expense of the American people. We've been sold down the river, ladies and gentlemen, is what's happened here. That's the truth. But they're going to do everything they can to maintain their narrative because power is that important. And the cost is, the quid pro quo is, Joe Biden gets to be president of the United States, the people get the shaft, and they get to, we're talking about the deep state that we mentioned earlier, they continue to hold on to the levers of power in this bureaucracy. It's like the Wizard of Oz. But see, this is what happened. When Donald Trump came on the scene, he pulled the veil back, and people saw what was going on. And boy, man, they couldn't get Donald Trump out of the way fast enough because they needed to get that shroud back so that they could continue to operate in the dark until they brought this country down. And they're so close to it. They're scarily so close to bringing this country down. And this is all by design. This is by accident. You know, they have operated and designed this process. This is how crazy, you know, this has become. I mean, it is scary. There's no doubt about it, ladies and gentlemen. And, you know, I don't know what else to tell you other than this is a government of, for, by, we the people. And it demands that we participate. We have to if we're going to save this country. And I agree with John. We've got to reconnect. First of all, we've got to reconnect with our moral compass. You know, and we got to understand the principles of this country and what built this country were God-given principles. And when we were obedient to those, and don't give me this stuff about, oh, what about slavery? What about, look it. God knew that he was making a commitment with flawed people. God knew this. And he knew that we weren't perfect, never been perfect. We're this side of heaven, nobody's going to be perfect here. God is aware of this. And there is salvation, there is a process, there is a way to reconnect to this moral agency that we've bankrupted. But if we ignore it, then we continue on this crazy path we're on. And as John said, it's going to get more painful. And as Nina was pointing out to us, they're controlling the narrative. You think Donald Trump really is going to have a fair shot? He appears before this folk committee. They don't want to hear the answers. They're going to cut him off, just like they've done with other conservatives. They don't want to hear the answer. You know, they don't even want to. You know, this is the order of the day of these liberal progressives. You know, even at the local level, you get a father who's upset because the local school district decides to go totally woke, open up the bathrooms. And his daughter gets raped. Well, I mean, this absolutely defies defies everything that we know about, defies logic in that. But that's the way it goes. Anyway, we've got our connection with Nina May back, so we're grateful for that. Nina, welcome back. We've missed you.
Thanks. Sorry about that.
That's okay. You know, electronics, it happens sometimes. You know, we know that. So with 3.5 minutes left, I'm going to let you summarize where we are. I mean, you pointed out this timeline, just one point, you know, case in point as to the discrepancy and the narrative that they've put out there to control their story. But it really is a big lie, and clearly it's a lie just when you look at the timeline, as you pointed out. What other things do we need to look at real quick in the last 3 minutes we have together?
There are so many things that they've totally left out on purpose because it would make them look bad. Within 5 minutes of the president ending his speech, again, we're now all up at the Capitol. It takes an hour to get about 55 minutes to walk from the White House to the Capitol. So we were in that first wave coming in. No barriers, nothing. The Capitol Hill police are just strolling around the grounds, looking at their phones. Now, remember, the breach had already happened, they said, 20 minutes before this. But why are Capitol Hill police just kind of strolling around? That doesn't make any sense. But the thing that was really frightening was up on the balconies of the Capitol, they were shooting flashbangs down into the crowd, a very peaceful crowd. And people were yelling, stop it, you're hurting people. And there were several people that were literally hit with the flashbangs. And I think one died. No one's going to report on it.
Well, there were two people that had heart attacks, according to Epic.
Exactly.
Two people had heart attacks. Right.
And one was caused by the flashbang hitting them right in the chest. They don't tell you about that. Mm. Why were they even shooting flashbangs into a peaceful crowd and rubber bullets? Mm. There were several people. I know a friend of mine who's has a radio show. Her son got hit with a rubber bullet. He was doing nothing but just standing there. They're not telling you that. So if they were inciting a riot, I guess they got a riot. But the problem was, we saw when we were walking up there, we saw two busloads of Antifa-type people being unloaded and escorted across the road up through the west side of the Capitol, inside into the Capitol. Who were they and what were they? Gosh, it's interesting. We see them on TV later being the violent protesters inside. But this time they've got like little red hats on and, you know, Trump signs and stuff.
Yes.
They're the exact same people. We had a group of 10
people
standing right next to us, dressed the same way. And we heard one of them say, okay, it's time to go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. And just like a military movement. And they were dressed like Antifa / MAGA people. And it was so clear that it was a setup that they got in there. We saw people on the streets with us, but suddenly we turn on TV, are in the Capitol. How did they get in the Capitol? Because my contention all along, as a producer, as a script writer, as a director, I'm saying that a lot of this was pre-filmed, and that you had extras in the background, and things just don't add up. They just don't add up. Why at 3:30?
So they manufactured a B-roll, is what you're telling me.
Exactly. That's exactly right. And it's very easy to film a scrum. You can have a scrum of anything going on. I can get three people in the middle of the woods to look like they're scrumming in the middle of a gazillion people. That happens. And why? When we walk back at 3 o'clock to the back of the Capitol, this is the Supreme Court side, we walk from the Supreme Court back to the Capitol because we were watching the TV, and it was showing things that were not happening. We walk back there, there are all these Capitol Hill police just kind of strolling around getting selfies with the Trump people. This is when all hell's supposed to be breaking loose. And guess what?
Exactly.
You can tell there was not one ambulance, not one EMP.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Who listens to radio at night? EM